look nice today. And you do too. Let's have babies in from the sack. That doesn't make sense at all. Anyway, my name is Daniel Jackson. I'm not actually in the sack at all. And neither are you, possibly. And I'm not touching a sack. Neither are you, possibly. Maybe you are. Maybe you're tapping it. Anyway, this is a special edition. I've just come out of the dick. The vagina, this Dick Smith. And my head was about to explode. But I've been getting ready to go overseas recently. And, of course, the thing that takes priority in a geek's head is the technology and the stuff that will probably very much likely end up having zero impact on my experience in New Zealand, which is where I'm going. So, what have I been doing? I almost bought a camera, and then I decided against it. And then I went and agonized over chargers for to plug into the wall that have USB outlets in them as well. So these are like adapters to plug into the PowerPoints. And then I was in my nerdy mindset, you know, where you agonize over the smallest things and consider as much as you can possibly cram into your head and hold there in front of your mind's eye at one time. I was looking at this Jackson Surge Protector with two USB charging outlets for $19. Let's call it 20. Hi, 20. And I thought, maybe I should get one of these when I go to New Zealand, where the exchange rate will be in my favour. Ooh, but maybe because it's New Zealand, these Surge thingies with two USB outlets and a plug in them are more expensive over there. So, in fact, the net cost will end up being the same, regardless of the Australian dollar in my favour. And so I stood there umming and ahhing, and I did do a bit of a Google search. I'm like, ah, shit, you know, well, my time's perhaps better spent in New Zealand not searching for chargers. Oh, but they're going to be everywhere at the airport, of course, and they're probably going to be no cheaper than a Dick Smith, because it's Dick Smith, you know, it's not always the cheapest. And I'm doing all this in my head. I'm standing very still, so people looking at me are wondering why I haven't moved for a good half an hour, and every few minutes a guy will come up and ask, an assistant will say, you know, would you like any help? And I sort of stare blankly and drool will fall from my lip onto the floor, and they all walk away again and come back later. Thankfully, no security was called this time round. So I ended up going, all right, I'd probably only save like $5 or something. I don't think my life has got to that point yet where I'm really, well, actually, every point in my life I've been sort of agonizing over $2 differences. 50 cents can be saved. 50 cents can be then spent elsewhere. So I walked to the counter. The lovely lady smiled at me and said, that'll be $15, thanks. $15. It was $15, Eve. The price was wrong on the thing. It said $20, $19. Fuck me in the head.